Hello, this is the Business Guru coming to you live from Seattle, Washington, and I'm your solution to your financial headache. The first and only site I want to plug is DaveRamsey.com. You can find information on budgeting, investing, and financial planning on this site. This is definitely worth a click and it's worth a visit. You'll find a lot of great information to get you started on creating a budget and or financial plan, or if you already have a budget or financial plan in use, this will just give you more information to add to it and maybe implement it, revise it, make it better. Okay, so I'm going to segue now into our second segment for today. And that segment is reasons you don't get the sale. Okay, so the biggest factor in knocking a commitment and or sale out of your potential clients is that you lacked to close. I bet most of the time, probably, you don't even close. So let me tell you what happens when you don't close. Here it is. When you don't close, you lose. It's simple. You take the C off of close and then you're left with lose. So that's what happens when you don't close and or ask your customers to buy, you lose, and they lose. Because when they come in to buy something from, just think about this, if they're coming into your place of business to buy your, or look at your product or service, and they're spending like maybe an hour or two of their time, don't you think that there's some seriousness in them coming to your store? Don't you think they're a little bit serious if they're spending that amount of time? If they're going into your store, spending an hour or two with you, looking at your product and service, talking about the product and service, and they walk out not buying, they basically just wasted 2 hours of their time they could have done something productive with. So you gotta ask yourself, if people are coming in and giving you their time, they've gotta want to buy the product. They gotta have the need, the want to buy your product or service. So basically what just happened is they lost. Because you didn't close. When you do not close, when you don't ask the person to buy, you lose, and they lose. It's that simple. And closing, asking somebody to buy, is not rocket science. It's, you don't need a Harvard MBA, a Harvard doctorate, you know, to ask somebody to buy, to close a deal. You know, you just basically just say, hey, what can I do to earn your business today? Or, are you going to buy this product or service today? You know, what have you? It's really simple. You know, or you say, you know, what do I have to do? What needs to happen for you to buy this product or service from me today? You know, it's really simple. You just ask stuff like that. And, you know, a lot of the times when people don't buy a product or service from you is because you lacked to close. You lacked to ask the person to buy. And when you don't ask someone to buy, there's not going to be no transaction. You're not going to get a transaction out of the deal. You know, if you think I'm like, oh man, why did I not, you know, sell this person the car? And one of the questions that your manager should be asking, or one of the questions I would ask, is be like, well, did you sit the person down? Did you ask them to buy? You know, and you'd be like, well, if there's hesitation, you probably didn't. But, you know, the bottom line is when you're not closing, you're losing. So when you don't close, you don't ask the person to buy. You don't close, you lose. It's simple. The only really solution to the problem of not asking somebody to buy, not asking for the close, is to slow down. You know, slow your roll. Take your time and think that when you don't ask your customers to buy, you will lose. It's that simple. So, you know, just kind of slow your roll. Slow down. Take some deep breaths. You know, I'm not saying, you know, just, you know, stop talking altogether or not be enthusiastic or not be motivated, you know, not be empowered. I'm just saying, slow your roll, as in, don't be speeding through your presentation. You know, don't be skipping steps in the sales process. Don't be speeding through asking someone to buy. Don't be speeding through the presentation so quick, thinking that they're gonna they're assuming that they're gonna buy from you. You know, that's actually another big mistake, is that salespeople will speed through the presentation so quickly because they have this false mentality that the customer's already gonna buy from them. They assume the sale, which is good, but when they assume the sale, sometimes they just rush through. They lack the close, and when you speed through the sales process, the sales presentation, you're not gonna build that relationship. You're not gonna build that bond that you need to sell the customer. And that's where the basis of sales lies on. That's where the foundation of sales is on building the relationship. So basically, that segment is pretty kind of short, but there's good information in there. The key thing to take from that, the reasons you don't get the sale segment, is that when you're not closing, you're losing. So just think, with the word close, you subtract C from close, and what do you get? You get lose. It's that simple. Okay, so the next segment I want to get into, and this segment, this podcast is actually going to be pretty short for this week, because I only want to focus in on the close or lose, which I think I did pretty well. So the last segment we're doing is what to reflect on for this coming week. The first thing to reflect on would be to create and maintain a financial plan and or goal. Just let me tell you, if you do or if you don't have a financial goal or plan in place already, it's going to be really hard for you to go to work. It's going to be really hard for you to, you know, aspire to the greater things. Just when you don't have a goal or a plan for what you want to do with your career, your life, you know, your future, then you don't have anything to work towards. You won't have an agenda. When you don't have a dream, that's when, you know, you don't ask people to buy. That's when your performance sucks, you know. That's when these things are becoming problems, is because you lack that financial plan, that goal, you know, whatever it is for your career. Let's say it's maybe to become an executive at the age of 40. You know, if that's your goal, and depending on what size company you work for, let's say you work in a company of maybe 100 to 200 employees, you know, that's a possibility to become an executive in that company. And if you want to do that, you got to start performing well now. You know, you just got to start showing up to work. You know, you got to start showing that you're capable of bigger and better things. So if you don't have a financial goal and or plan and or career plan in place, then that's when it becomes really hard for you to be successful in what you do. So basically, you just want to create those, you want to have those things in place so you will have something to aspire to. And it's once you have a financial plan, you know, a financial goal and or career goal for your life in place, going to work and doing what you do now is going to become so much easier, because you'll have that big picture. You'll see that end result of being, okay, in 20 years, you know, 15 years, you know, I can become executive if I do this. So, you know, you just got to create a game plan for yourself, if you will. So when you have this, when you have these things in place, you're going to be more motivated to work better and smarter, and you probably won't neglect the close. So like I said, this is a real short podcast this week, so have a great week. God bless, and see you next week.